From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Water, food, and medicine are beginning to arrive in Haiti for the some 3 million survivors of Tuesday's massive earthquake. But to get the supplies to those in need, roads filled with debris from fallen buildings will have to be cleared. And as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Port-au-Prince, getting the heavy equipment to do that is at the very least a challenge.
It's beyond comprehension to understand how they can get heavy equipment down these twisted, rubble-strewn roads that have huge cracks in them and hillsides. I don't know how they would ever get any sort of earth-moving equipment in here, but there has been no sign of the government, and people have not had water for 3 days, they have not had food for 3 days, and these bodies on the street are making people desperate. They want them to come and pick them up, and there's no sign of anyone.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in Port-au-Prince. President Obama is promising swift and aggressive U.S. aid in response to the earthquake. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says the first U.S. rescue and relief workers are already on the ground in Haiti, searching for survivors, airlifting the injured, and working to prepare the airport for round-the-clock deliveries of badly needed supplies. U.S. Coast Guard cutters are helping to provide basic services, and Mr. Obama says additional assistance is on the way.
To the people of Haiti, we say clearly and with conviction, you will not be forsaken, you will not be forgotten.
In addition to a $100 million government relief effort, Mr. Obama is encouraging all Americans to show their compassion and generosity. There's a link to the Red Cross on the White House website, and Vice President Joe Biden will travel to South Florida this weekend to meet with members of the Haitian American community. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Union leaders say they support a new compromise deal on high-cost health plans. That clears a key hurdle for getting a health care overhaul bill to President Obama. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The Senate included a tax on so-called Cadillac health plans as part of the health bill it passed last month, but the House did not, in part due to opposition from organized labor, whose members have long given up wage increases in favor of those generous benefits. But several days of negotiation have produced a compromise. It would raise the threshold at which plans would be taxed and exempt plans that disproportionately serve women, older people, and those in high-risk professions, said Randy Weingarten of the American Federation of Teachers.
What we're trying to do was protect working families who may have high-cost plans but not high-end plans.
Labor leaders say if the compromise sticks, they'll support the final health bill. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 29 points, the Nasdaq gained 8 points, the S&P was up 2. This is NPR News. The latest economic reports show retail sales dipped in December and jobless claims rose slightly. NPR's Chris Arnold has details.
Consumer spending is a big part of what drives the economy, and analysts were expecting a slight rise in retail sales. Instead, sales edged lower by 0.3%. Still, the month before was revised and was better than previously thought, so the overall picture continues to point to a recovery, but a sluggish one. Sarah Johnson is an economist with IHS Global Insight.
The slight drop in retail sales in December should be of little concern. We saw strong gains in both October and November, and December shopping was interrupted by some severe winter storms.
Meanwhile, weekly jobless claims rose a bit. The unemployment rate in the U.S. remains at 10%, and Johnson is not optimistic that that's going to improve much until sometime next year in 2011. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The Justice Department is intensifying its antitrust investigation of the biotech giant Monsanto. The government is looking into allegations the Missouri-based company has gained a monopoly in the seed industry with its genetically modified Roundup Ready seed that protects crops from a powerful weed killer. Rival companies that rent the technology argue the company puts too many restrictions on it and could prevent it from becoming available as a generic after its patent expires. China is defending its censorship of the Internet. It comes in response to Google's threat to leave the country after a cyber attack. A spokesperson says foreign Internet companies are welcome to conduct business in China, according to Chinese law. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.